This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Hour two headlines. Hit them with us, Draven.
Well, rumor has it that Scarlett Johansson, not the only one, trying to sue Disney Plus, correct, Cameron? I hear Emma Stone, your girl, John. You're one of your favorites, correct, I would say?
Yep.
Sounds like she's trying to get in the mix as well for, I guess, what, another kind of little breach of a contract here?
Get your money, queen.
Yeah, she's considering suing over the Cruella stuff because it also was one of those joint theater Disney Plus launches. And I don't know.
Go ahead and paint Disney as sexist. It doesn't seem like a coincidence that go ahead and add the girl from Mulan in there as well.
That
the movies with the female leads all get released straight to
maybe Emily Blunt too with that new movie coming out.
Is that the one with the Jungle Cruise? They won't do it to The Rock.
They won't do it to The Rock.
Could do it to him.
The Rock. They're gonna put The Rock at theater. So is that? So essentially, is this just basically about ticket sales? They're promised a cut of the box office?
I think so. I haven't seen a ton of details about it. Disney's trying to dispute basically the Scarlett Johansson.
Well, I saw Scarlett Johansson. They basically called it sickening that she would do it during a pandemic,
they tried to guilt it.
Is it because of, are they owed a cut, or is it basically just like Emma Stone could make the case that it hurts her reputation, like, and her future earnings as a lead actress? I mean, because same as Scarlett Johansson, like, I mean, I had already said that I didn't think she was much of a lead actress, although I thought Black Widow made a lot of money as it was. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was curious as to what the...
It kind of, like, I obviously haven't seen the contract myself, but, yeah, usually in contracts you can either have something where, like, yeah, you can get, like, a percentage of, box office sales, percentage of, you know, whatever, stuff like that, or if it makes a certain amount of money, you get this percentage, stuff like that. So I'm not sure exactly where the issue is on that part of it, or if, like, she thinks she should get some cut from Disney Plus, but they're not giving her or anything like that. Disney tried to claim they are, like, she is getting some money.
Disney said that she made more money than she would have made.
They
basically said that the statement was her salary wasn't hindered by the Disney Plus release, but actually increased.
Yeah, so really? they're trying to completely dispute this. So I'm not sure where the actual issue is or, like, what her actual, you know, contract said and if this is actually going against it. Gal Gadot, however you say her name.
I think it's Gadot.
Okay. But she negotiated a deal with, like, Warner Brothers when the second Wonder Woman movie was coming out. They negotiated something to change her contract when they decided to do the joint HBO Max release. Somebody told me that Scarlett approached Disney asking to do the same thing, and Disney didn't return the call. So maybe that has something to do with it, too. She's just kind of a little spiteful of that. But, if they actually did do something, it seems like this could become a trend with these, you know, like, joint releases like this.
So Emily Blunt's getting in on the action, too.
If Jungle Cruise does get released on Disney?
Yeah. Because she said to be following suit, social media is just having a crazy fun time with all these memes with, like, you know, badass looking girls going to just start a fight with Disney and stuff.
Whew. Okay. Hmm.
Interesting. Hey, thanks gonna win this battle here. Disney or the actresses?
I don't know. It seems like something that Disney has already taken the black eye on publicly. Mm-hmm. They have all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. But it might seem like something they don't want to set a precedent on. I don't know. You would think they would just pay it to make it go away and keep people happy. Well, maybe Disney is like, hey, we don't have any more Black Widow movies coming out. And
yeah, she's done in the universe.
If I'm Emma Stone, I need to consider, like, maybe they'll just make it right on Cruella 2 because there's supposed to be a sequel in that one, right?
I think so.
Weren't they talking about doing a sequel for that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First one have pretty good reviews, by the way.
I like the first one. It was all right. It's still a little weird that you're rooting for her, but they try to make you. It's weird that they were making it like her a sympathetic figure.
Yeah.
Just based off
that's
my
when, you know, it's a good movie, though, and it's kind of conflicting.
No, I mean,
like
it
that.
Didn't make me feel bad for her, really. It was just they were trying.
Like Dalmatians were involved, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not really a spoiler. It happens at the very beginning of the movie. Like Dalmatians, this woman has these big, mean Dalmatians that knock her mom off a cliff and kill her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hmm.
You always got to kill parents in Disney movies.
Yeah.
That's just the
parents are always,
why is that a thing? What is going on?
That's the ultimate way to get somebody to be a sympathetic figure.
Yeah. No kidding.
But, yeah, so these Dalmatians were mean in the movie and, like, again, had killed her mom. So that's kind of, I guess, they were trying
she
to.
She was warranted.
Yeah.
Let you know this is why she hates Dalmatians. And Dalmatians were mean, just for the record. They were pretty scary. Any more headlines?
Yes, probably the best news from the NBA draft for at least Vols fans, Javonte Smart. We said he was going to be back. Yeah. I believe we said that, yesterday or the other
before,
day? Yeah, day before. He actually agreed to a deal with the Heat, so see you later.
Hey.
Don't have to deal with that guy anymore.
Yes.
What a sigh relief, huh?
Let's go.
But yeah, he was undrafted but did sign, agreed to a deal with the Heat. And then you also had Mac McClung agree to a training camp with the Lakers.
Javonte Smart to whip the Hawks' ass now and continue to ruin my life.
That's what he does best. Mac McClung, any shot with L.A. out there with LeBron? Maybe a Caruso.
The Lakers?
Yep, he did.
I mean, it could be a Kyle. It could be a
next
now
Caruso.
It's Caruso on steroids.
As I was going to say.
He plays defense anywhere near the same.
Oh, no.
If you combine
it's got that athleticism, though, that sneaky athleticism.
If you combine, I don't think Max is very sneaky. Caruso's a sneaky because he's bald. Max.
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that bald head?
That's a qualification.
Yeah.
Looks like a 38-year-old man.
You could combine Alex Caruso and Mac McClung and get one really, really, really good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you really honestly could.
But
he might be playing.
What a ride for McClung. Transfer, like, I'm coming back to Texas Tech. I'm going to stay in the draft, though. And then he's like, okay, I guess I'm going to get undrafted and just sign a free agent deal.
Wanted to get to more of this college football landscape. Texas Board of Regents, John, voted unanimously. It's a tough word.
Try it one more time.
No. It's okay.
They voted something unanimously?
Unanimously. I can't even say. To accept an invitation to the SEC.
You're getting closer.
Wait, I'm sorry. I can't understand the article. What was the word?
That's a tough word, man. There's too many.
Unanimously.
Unanimously. Unanimously. You could say unanimously. It's like potato, potato. Right? Unanimously.
I feel like you got to hear one other person say it like that. And you'll be able
words
to.
Are hard, okay? Words are hard, John. Words are hard.
I don't know if unanimously is a
unanimously. Unanimously. Either way, Texas is going to the SEC. It's official. They've all agreed. Took about 20 minutes, apparently, the vote to get them in. Did you also see that the Pac-12 is trying to reach out to the College Playoff Football Committee? And trying to at least push back the date of changing the playoff format, trying to pause amid the SEC additions. Do you think this is a good thing, bad thing for college football playoffs? Do you think this is the right thing to do?
It is weird that when you take the un off of unanimously, you're left with
still on this
amiously, but then like the actual word is animus, like animous. Yeah. Like, is it like is that not a different? A different spelling or no?
Unanimous.
I guess that's the same spelling. Okay, so I guess unanimous, animus. So animus is just basically, animus means you're fighting. Okay. But no, then they change it to a U.S. Yeah, instead of an O-U-S. That's weird to me.
That is weird.
So you spell unanimously, yeah. Like, it's O-U-S,
it was just so dumb.
L-Y, and then animus is A-N-I-M-U-S. Anyways, I mean, we know that they were coming to the SEC. It's a big deal.
What about Pac-12 trying to voice postponing or at least pausing the college football playoff expansion amid the SEC additions?
Wouldn't that be like the same year though wrapped up? I mean, isn't it supposed to expand in 2025? I mean, isn't that the or they? I guess they are talking about doing it as soon as 2023.
I was gonna say, I feel
right?
Like they're pushing it for like almost next year too.
Yeah, just let it. Just line it up, I guess. Do whatever you gotta do. I don't know. What's the Pac-12's reason? Did they give a reason?
I guess with all the changes, wanted to kind of hold off.
Slow down?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Too.
Maybe feel like they could be the team getting kind of left out a little bit in that situation, but we'll see. Did you guys see Tyreek Hill challenging Usain Bolt? Do we really think Tyreek Hill could keep up with Usain Bolt?
No.
You said yes?
No, I said no.
Right now?
You don't think Bolt can roll out of bed and still?
Like, how old?
I mean, we've seen. I mean, I don't. That's a Tyreek Hill.
Like, Tyreek was good track guy.
I was going to say, wasn't he running unreal?
He was in the tens, like, yeah. Low tens, and I don't know. I feel like Bolt's still somewhere around there. Because, I mean, the world record was only, like,
9.6. I just feel like Bolt would still beat him, but I guess maybe it'd be closer. I don't.
Usain Bolt, talking about racing him, he said, I went to the NFL Combine 1 year. I ran a 4.22 in my sweats and some street shoes. Come on, Tyreek, you got no chance. And then Tyreek said, line up and then stop hiding.
Maybe they can sell some tickets and watch it. I mean,
I could see Tyreek getting him off the start. Bolt was never like excellent at the start. He was one of the, you know, just his stride lets him maintain his speed longer.
Did he have to be excellent though?
No, it was his strides. So like he never had to be like an elite starter.
So in 40 yards
Tyreek would have more of a shot.
Yeah,
at 40.
I mean 100 meters. I feel like Bolt would eventually close in on him. But who knows? Maybe he's not still working out. Maybe he's not still.
Yeah. That's my thing. Is like he could just be out of his prime right now and.
Who has Tyreek Hill raced somebody? Was it Chad Ochocinco? Didn't he race old Chad? Was that true?
It was DK Metcalf, I'm thinking about, that ran the 100, right? That like finished like basically last.
Did like the legit Olympic trials.
So like could Tyreek Hill have finished better than that? Like, I mean, much better than that?
Yeah, I think he would have been better than DK.
But I mean like top 10, like top 5? Like, I mean, he wouldn't be a medalist.
He wouldn't have like qualified to like go to the Olympics, I don't think.
Which I guess maybe Bolt can't do that anymore at this age.
But I think he would have got DK.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
We had some more Olympic stuff going on. Djokovic getting beat. Did you see the upset, John?
Quest for the perfect season, the
coming
golden
to an end.
Comes to an end. Who did he lose to?
Alexander Zverev.
I also saw that Tennis Sandgren, who had advanced to the semifinals. You know, VFL was in the doubles in the semifinals, and they lost and then lost their bronze medal game. So they finished fourth, which is the worst place to finish.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be tough.
Yeah. Hour two is brought to you by Home Field Apparel. You see the shirt? Show it off to the camera, Draven. Looking good.
Yeah.
New basketball shirt in honor of the first round draft picks last night. You can get 15% off with the promo code GOVALS at homefieldapparel.com. You got a whole bunch of designs, hoodies, sweatshirts, T-shirts. Check them out, homefieldapparel.com, promo code GOVALS, one word, for 15% off. Good batch of headlines, Draven. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's play some catch-up right now. We never would have thought we'd have got to Major League Baseball trades before we got to Russell Westbrook to Los Angeles, but we got some trades firing right now as this is the last day for trades in Major League Baseball, right?
Yeah, ends at 4 p.m. today, so right after we go off live.
So I guess this is the real trade deadline. Then there's the other trade deadline, right? After waivers, isn't there another one that happens like a month later?
Yeah.
That one didn't happen last year during COVID.
What?
There's a lot of stipulations.
Yeah, there's another one. Like, this isn't going to be the last day where guys get traded, but like never, like after this, there might be some big names that are like on bad contracts that get waived and basically it's designated for assignment, right? And then another team can claim them and then they can swap like some type of prospect for him. I mean, that's kind of like what Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford was traded to the Dodgers, right? I mean, that's like the biggest one that happened with because they were just going to cut those guys because they didn't want to pay their salary anymore or want them on the team.
Yeah.
All right, so catch us up, Ryan. You said the Braves have made a couple of trades in the last 10 minutes. Give me the news, please.
Yeah, we'll start with the Bravos. They just grabbed their good old friend Adam Duvall back from the Marlins.
Okay.
He was on the team literally last year.
So they needed some – I mean, he was pretty good with the Marlins at the beginning of the year. I don't know if he kept that same pace or not, but
– respectable. He's a – he has 22 homers this year.
Okay, so that's some more home run pop, which that's pretty much all you judge guys on these days is how much they
exactly
how often they hit home runs, and I guess is on base percentage still a thing? People still care about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Very respectable.
Batting average doesn't really matter. I guess you got draw walks and hit home runs is basically the goal. So Adam Duvall, I would assume for some low level prospects, nobody really that would be subtracted off the team.
Exactly, but Eddie Rosario, an outfielder from Cleveland, just cost them Pablo Sandoval.
Okay,
the lovable guy who's always giving the big old hugs in the dugout.
Yeah, but he had been pretty awful since the beginning of the year. Prospects attached to Sandoval or just him?
That was flat.
So I can't imagine the guy they got good, the Rosario.
Yeah, the
guy.
Rosario, he's bounced around a little bit. Okay. He was like on the fringe of an all-star a couple years ago, but mainly I think it's financial because they could actually take it, and then Sandoval was on like a minimum contract.
Gotcha.
So it's like, okay, we'll just do that.
Gotcha.
But those are
the Braves are spending some money.
Yeah, the Braves are trying to do what they can. They're four games out of the division. Clearly, they think it's anyone's race, and they're even stealing from their own competitors. So
Well, I don't really consider the Marlins a competitor this year. The Marlins 15 right. games out.
True,
right?
But they are like, it's very rare to find your in-division trades. Like, even in like the NBA, you don't see a lot of.
I figured it wasn't as drastic in Major League Baseball just because there's, you know, again, teams by the trade deadline are just so far out of the race. I didn't feel like it was as unique. But, I mean, of course, like in most sports, you don't want to trade with your divisional opponents. Yeah. But the Marlins, I mean, they don't.
Yeah. Really care. And just to touch on another one in that same division, the Nationals. They have flown all the way down to the bottom, and, man, they are trading everybody.
The Nationals, I mean, they have traded who? They got rid of Schwarber, they got rid of Scherzer, and Trey Turner. I mean, those are the three big names.
Yes.
Schwarber, I don't know how good he is anymore. He's not really a guy that you're really – he's got a lot of home run pop, but he's kind of just a bench bat at this point, right?
Yeah, he had a nice streak of, like, 12 homers in 10 games earlier this year.
Okay, so I guess he's not – I guess he is an everyday –
yeah.
Fielder? Okay.
Well, that DH for the Red Sox will be real nice because he cannot move too well.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I thought he had kind of been relegated to the bench, but that makes sense. All right, so he goes to the Red Sox, who I guess is doing that to try to keep pace with the moves the Yankees made over the last couple of days as they went and got, Joey Gallo from Texas and Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. Chris Bryant, has he been moved yet?
Not yet, but he is one of the hot names. A couple teams are trying to reach out to the Cubs for him and former Braves closer Craig Kimbrel.
Kind of wild to see the Cubs and Nationals. I mean, two teams that have been
good recently.
Near the top, yeah. I mean, both World Series champions in the last 5 years, but I mean, both been pretty good. The Nationals probably more so than the Cubs, but both just kind of going through a fire sale, right? I mean, pretty much trading everybody.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody's available. Like, nobody's untouchable, especially if you have the guy who started the All-Star game getting traded.
With Max Scherzer, I mean, he owed a lot of money. With Trey Turner, due big money soon.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have the money to spend. They thought they were getting another arm with Trevor Bauer whenever they acquired him. Of course, that isn't shaking out. Trevor Bauer, probably more likely that he never pitches for the Dodgers ever again than him coming back and actually doing something significant for them. So they go out, they bite the bullet, they go get Scherzer. The Nationals are able to kind of revamp their farm system, despite Charlie's tears. And Hayden was in the dumps a little bit last night, too. He had texted me before at the beginning of the draft and was just like, so do the Heat not have any draft picks? They don't have any picks tonight? And I was like, no, bro.
He needed some sort of positivity, didn't he?
Oh, gosh. And then, then the trade comes through in baseball, and he was just like, I really need the Titans to pull through, is what he said. About to go through two teardowns in his other sports. So, you know, I don't know if the Heat are going to go full teardown or not, but there were some talks about the Heat apparently being in the mix for Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
Maybe a Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler.
Who's not in the mix for Ben Simmons nowadays?
But for me there, that kind of makes sense. A Ben Simmons for Jimmy Butler trade makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah, Embiid loves Jimmy Butler. Embiid needs somebody to help get buckets on the perimeter.
There is no way Jimmy Butler is going back to Philadelphia. Why would he?
He didn't like Ben Simmons. He didn't like playing with Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons didn't want to play with him.
Really? That was the stipulation? It was Ben Simmons versus Jimmy?
Yeah, Ben Simmons basically like, because I mean, whenever Jimmy Butler was there, they'd put Ben Simmons basically like at the dunker spot, and all he could do was just come off the baseline and dunk, and like Jimmy Butler's handling the ball, especially like, you know, in the fourth quarter. And Ben Simmons, who was due for the big extension, basically went to them and was like, I don't want to, you know, play with Ben Simmons. I don't want to play with Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler was like, all right, cool, I guess I'll go to Miami. So, like, they traded him there. Like, but Embiid loves Jimmy Butler. Butler loves Embiid. And, I mean, if you're Jimmy Butler, you probably would be like, hey, I'm probably better suited to be the second best player on a team if I'm going to win a championship. And we all talk about Jimmy Butler wants to win a championship. So, he got his big money, and I could go back to – that's just a rumor. Like, I mean, that's not something that, you know, might actually happen, but it has been discussed that – if you're the Heat, you don't want to pay Jimmy Butler his big extension.
You don't want to pay Ben Simmons the money he's making either.
I'd rather pay Ben Simmons and build around him than pay 35-year-old Jimmy Butler $50 million, wherever it was going to be, per year. I'd rather do that. I'd take my chances there. But either way, we're talking baseball. So then we had what? So again, the big news is the Yankees, of course, adding some bats. I don't know how much Rizzo and Gallo are actually going to help.
Yeah,
get a couple of Italians up there in New York. I'm sure they're very happy about that. Pour one out for Tony Soprano. Pour one out for him. But like everyone else, the big news would just be like what Scherzer. I mean, the Dodgers getting another big arm.
Scherzer, Dodgers, another All Star pitcher. Jose Barrios got traded from the Twins today to the Blue Jays to help them again.
Are the Blue Jays trying to make a run, I guess. Are they in fourth place? I mean, they're right there with the Yankees, I guess.
Yeah,
right there,
like
them.
The AL East, all four of the top teams are making moves right now to try to beat the other ones. The Rays are in the contention for, like, Trevor Story out of Colorado.
But we're back down to where there's only five teams to make the playoffs, right? They're not doing the eight teams this year, right? It's just the five teams. There's two wild card spots, right? I mean, there's three division winners, two wild card spots. Unlike last year where there were, four wild card spots. Like, it's not that way this year. So, a lot of teams going for that last spot. The Braves in the National League pretty much relegated to only trying to get the division championship, right? Because the Dodgers and Padres, one of those teams almost certainly going to get the wild card spot.
Yeah, probably both at this point.
Or both get the wild card spot, right? That's what I meant to say. Like, you're going to, like, yeah, they're five games up of the next closest team, which is Cincinnati. Atlanta's eight games back of a wild card spot. So, yeah, they're looking at just trying to win a division. Whereas in the AL, you know, Seattle, left. That was supposed to be terrible this year. We're 2.5 games back of the last wild card spot. The Yankees 3.5 back. Toronto 4.5 back. So they're looking and trying to think maybe like we'll make a run to get one of those wild card spots.
Yeah. And then the A's, another team that's right there.
Well, the A's are in that, in that spot.
They just grabbed a former all-star outfielder as well, Starling Marte.
Okay, so Miami continues their fire sale and kind of fooled everybody last year making the playoffs, which, I mean, we kind of knew it was a shortened COVID season, but then they went ahead and it's like, okay, we're going to continue sucking for the next couple of years, which, I mean, they were terrible this year, so.
Yeah, and then expect some big dominoes to fall as we're still live on the show today just because it's getting so close and they love their last-minute deals.
Who else are we talking about?
So Chris Bryant, the Cubs are just going to continue selling, so him and Kimbrel.
You said that is likely going to Tampa Bay, though. Or at least
that's
Tampa
me optimistically.
Okay, Tampa Bay's in the mix for that. Yes. Who else is looking at Chris Bryant, I guess? The Braves had kind of...
The Braves were, but it looks like they kind of pulled an audible with this Adam Duvall and Eddie Rosario right here.
Okay.
But he would definitely really help. But
where would Chris Bryant even play at on the Braves team? I mean, he's either a
third baseman.
Or first base, right?
He bounces in the outfield for the Cubs every now and then, like left field.
I was
going to
say, Alex Riley and Duvall, like Duvall doesn't he...
Probably
wouldn't stop them from getting Bryant if they could, but you said, it makes more sense now they've made other moves to not go after him.
Because him and Riley, like you said, are pretty much the exact same person at this point, except Riley's better and younger.
Okay.
But
Bryant's a bigger name.
And then more all-stars, just pretty much with a lot of big money looming, like Trevor Story, the shortstop. He was the hometown kid representing the Rockies in the home run derby at his own stadium.
Right. I mean, yeah, Trevor Story's good. So we'll see. I mean, the Braves, I guess if you're a Braves fan, you're happy that you're not a seller.
Yeah.
You know, for a while, it looks like there might be possible you're selling Freddie Freeman, especially after, you know, contract negotiations didn't really make any progress. And then Acuna goes down. So you're looking and saying, okay, do you just go ahead and get rid of Freeman and try to, you know, get some prospects back? They didn't do that, which was the worst-case scenario for Braves. Instead, they have made a couple of trades, right? So they got Jock Peterson after Acuna goes down, and then now they add Rosarios and Duvall. So they're trying.
Three outfielders, though.
That, to me, is the question.
That's a little much. I get that you lost an MVP outfielder in Acuna, three people can't make up one spot.
Do they not still need a pitcher?
They sure do. They need some help pitching.
That's what I was going to say. So it seems like if I was a Braves fan, I'd be like, hey, can we get some arms here? But at least they're not selling. They're trying to continue to chase this division down because it's the Mets. Like, you can catch the Mets.
Exactly.
I guess the Phillies are also sandwiched in there between even closer, right?
Yeah, and I haven't heard any rumblings or rumors between the Mets or Phillies. It looks like they're pretty much staying put with what they got.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if the Phillies were making any moves, but they are not. So, all right, we got some moves getting made. Ryan will keep an eye on that for the rest of the show. The trade deadline is at 3 or at 4?
4 p.m.
Okay, so that we won't get the crazy hour, but we'll at least take you there a little bit closer over the last bit of the show. We'll talk about the NBA trades coming up after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Head over to hopsandhollers.com. Book your swing bay rental. It's going to be hot this weekend.
This heat is too much.
We're still working on your golf swing this weekend. Get you 90 minutes in the swing bay suite. Get a discount if you book 3 hours. Got a whole squad with you. Still taking signups, I believe, for the two-man golf simulator league as well, I believe.
Okay.
If you want to compete against others, go over to hopsandhollers.com to book. You can also do some walk-ins, depending on availability. Animal Hours firing up at 3 o'clock. Still got time to take advantage of our lunch special until 3 o'clock. $13 for a beer and some food. Animal Hours got discounts taking you into the weekend. Head over to North Central Street and see our friends at Hops and Holler. Support the people who support us. And again, if you want to work on your golf game, go swing the clubs around. Take advantage of their swing bay suite. All right. Big trade last night, in name at least, as Russell Westbrook headed to the Los Angeles Lakers, going back to Cali. Cameron, your thoughts?
It's not going to work. I don't think it's going to work.
Right up.
I'm going to say goodbye to his triple doubles, maybe. I don't know. He probably still have a shot to do that, yeah. Just because he is who he is. I don't know. I don't love it. Is he going to be the primary ball handler all times, or
is I would
gonna
say
be LeBron still a ton?
I mean, I would say that. Well, first of all, what the Lakers lost was the number 22 pick last night,
mm-hmm.
And then you know a bunch of scraps that they've been kind of wanting to get rid of: KCP, yeah. Montrezl Harrell,
yeah,
and they finally got rid of Kyle Kuzma.
Yep.
So that's what they gave back. That's what's going to Washington. Washington gets to get rid of Westbrook's last 2 years of his contract and get to kind of build around Bradley Beal. Westbrook gets to go back to the West Coast. And LeBron, to me, gets the benefit of not having to be the primary ball handler.
Mm-hmm. He gets the benefit of just not even really, I think, going hard in the regular season. I feel like Westbrook can be a guy, not necessarily maybe LeBron resting, but there's a couple games where he could definitely kind of take off for sure and let Westbrook do his thing, because we all know that's what he is. He's a regular season player.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting at. Like, you know, they were desperate to get LeBron some help at running point guard. And as Draven says, I mean, Russell Westbrook, not a playoff guy, but he's still probably a top 20 regular season player.
Oh, yeah.
If not top 15 regular season player. I mean, like the way he put Washington on his back to kind of, you know, take them, 17-6 down the stretch and drag them into the playoffs. He is someone that you know is going to go out every day and give 110%. Like, Russell mm-hmm. Westbrook only has one speed, for better or worse. Like, he's going to go hard. He is mm-hmm. going to be a one-man fast break, and he is going to take some pressure off of LeBron as LeBron gets older and probably doesn't want to have to do everything. So I do think from that perspective, it does help them raise their ceiling, or maybe raise their floor. It raises their floor of regular season wins. If you have Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis, that duo alone can probably win 30, 45 games. You know, anywhere from 35 to 40 mm-hmm. games in the West. Yeah. You have LeBron James, even going at 85, 90%, or you know, maybe missing 5 or 6 games for load management, you can easily find yourself at 50 to 55 wins just off that alone.
Yep.
Now, in the playoffs, that's going to be a different story, like in terms of spacing, because neither LeBron nor Russell Westbrook nor Anthony Davis is a three-point shooter that you can really count on. It's not a good thing when LeBron James is by far the best shooter of a trio. Like, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. True.
And it's going to come bad in the playoffs, man. It's going to come bad in the playoffs because at the end of the day, like, yeah, Russell Westbrook's going to be good in the regular season, but postseason, LeBron's going to have the ball. He's still the best player. Mm-hmm. He's still the best guy on the court. And what's Russell Westbrook going to do in that situation? Is he going to be cutting to the rim? Like, I get he's athletic, I guess. I guess running fast breaks will be fine, but they need shooting. Like, this trade, mm-hmm. The Lakers got better. I think we could all agree. They got better. Like you said, they traded a bunch of scrubs. I mean, Montrezl Harrell wasn't even hardly playing in the playoffs. Right. But at the same time, like, I would much rather go get Buddy Hield. And maybe even if you get Buddy Hield, you could add maybe get another guy in that situation, trading some of those pieces away and trading those draft picks away to the Lakers.
I don't think you would have gotten another guy. Because with Buddy Hield, you're going to put the number 22 pick.
You probably wouldn't have to give up as much, at least. You maybe get to keep KCP, who I would say is the least most valuable guy they traded away.
Yeah, I mean, would you rather have Buddy Hield and KCP or Russell Westbrook? I mean, that would be the question. And, you know, that might be the answer. Like, you might rather have KCP. And
I just, for a scheme fit, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, this clears the way to get Taylor Horton Tucker some more minutes, who is
I'm about tired of hearing about this guy. Oh, he's so like, what do we talk about? LeBron and AD were hurt, and he was the only guy that like was aggressive enough to try to score.
Well, what I was going to say is that he is a clutch agent. Was what I was going to say. It's like, I mean, he's just LeBron and his agency's player. Like, I mean, I know KCP is as well, but like KCP doesn't go into a terrible situation. I mean, he can be a bench player, a rotation player.
He
could
be the second best player on that team,
right?
Honestly.
I mean, like, if they don't make another move or whatever, like They completed the trade for Dinwiddie, right? So, I mean, I don't think he'll be the second best player. So
I guess not.
Dinwiddie's not on the Wizards yet.
I thought they
Aaron Holiday got flipped there for the number 22 pick.
I thought Aaron Holiday ended up. Did Aaron Holiday not end up in? Was that with the Nets at 22? I don't think the Nets were at 22.
The Lakers had that 22 pick, and the Wizards got it in the trade with the Lakers.
Yeah, Holiday
for Westbrook.
Ended up,
ended up in Washington.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were saying he ended up in Brooklyn. I thought so. The Dinwiddie trade didn't happen. That was like a follow up. Okay, so then I saw the reports that Dinwiddie thinks he could him and Bradley Beal and Rui Hachimura would be a big three. So like I assumed Dinwiddie would already been there. So like
it doesn't say he's on the roster.
Well, I know, but they're still having the Lakers draft.
Yeah, flip Kuzma and Harrell to get.
Okay, so now they're going to trade Kuzma and Harrell to Brooklyn.
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, that's what they.
On a sign and trade for Dinwiddie because isn't he a free agent?
Yeah.
Okay. Which maybe now you don't even have to do that. You could just sign. I don't know if the Wizards will have any cap space now.
It doesn't matter. The Wizards are going to be terrible. They're going to be absolutely terrible. They're going to be one of the worst teams in the East.
Yeah,
we can acknowledge that, right? I mean, they're going to be absolutely – get Dinwiddie, fine. They're going to be terrible. Like they're going to be so bad.
I was just thinking about KCP's chances of where – you know, if KCP ends up in Brooklyn, I mean, that would be a good piece for
that
them.
Would.
I mean,
yeah.
In terms of him being a, you know, fifth
good defender.
He belongs up there, I swear. Like, with the other guys that they're grabbing as free agents like that, seems like a nice fit.
So, I mean, like, maybe if it's a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for – Dinwiddie signed trade, then that's, you know, LeBron's agency taking care of KCP. Like, I mean, that's what I was getting, guys. Like, keeps him in the spotlight some bit. That's what I was getting out of Talen Horton-Tucker. Maybe they plan on playing him at the two guard or, you know, like as another ball handler and, you know, rotating between him and Westbrook.
Who else is on that roster? I guess Caruso will still be there. You sign
and
trade Schroeder for somebody, maybe.
Yeah.
And Gasol.
Wesley Matthews. I mean, that's
Wesley
about
Matthews
is
still
that's about it. Yep.
That's my thing. It's like, I don't think that trio is going to mesh very well together.
But they still have time to make other moves. So, like, I don't want to judge their roster right now. Wesley Matthews is a free agent, so he is not going to be there. The only people under contract right now is LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and Mark Gasol. And then I guess they still have Alfonso McKinney to a non-guaranteed deal.
So Drummond's a free agent too, huh?
Drummond is a free agent as well.
Signed to one-year deal.
Yeah.
And the Lakers are sniffing around Rudy Gay. Right now, just try to fill out that roster. Free agent from the Spurs, just to kind of round it out. So they're going to grab a lot of, you know, those 30 to 33
minimum.
What you'll try to do is get vet minimum guys chasing a ring. Like LeBron doesn't necessarily have those same amount of friends anymore as he used to, but like, you know, kind of like how Blake Griffin ended up in Brooklyn. You take a vet minimum deal. You hold off for buyouts around the trade deadline and try to fill out a roster. What the Lakers are betting on, though, is that they have Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and now Russell Westbrook, who, if they can make it mesh, and I would say that, you know, LeBron James and Anthony Davis have the high basketball IQs to try to make it work, and if Westbrook, like, maybe you're tired of being shopped around
in,
you're back
right?
home,
mm-hmm.
right? Right, like, I mean, like, hey, bro, it's the only chance you're going to have of winning. Like, we're going to let you do your thing in the regular season, in the playoffs, which, I mean, to his credit, there were long stretches of time when he was with Oklahoma City that he was off the ball kind of as a cutter and rebounder because, I mean, he was one of the best offensive rebounders in the league for a while, like legitimate offensive rebounds, not the ones he kind of would sometimes get because the teams were letting him. But, like, you know, he's just more athletic than everybody and attacking the rim. Like, maybe that becomes his role in the playoffs. I don't know. But we'll see how the roster fills out and if they get a shooter. I don't know who's going to be in the market for signing, trading for Dennis Schroeder. Like a Dennis Schroeder and Buddy Hield swap would make sense for the Lakers, but like, why does that make sense for the Kings who already have 3-point guards? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
If you're the, I don't know what other teams would even be considering that. I mean,
gosh, I don't even either. Know. You could probably trick the Pistons.
Not taking Dennis Schroeder, they got Killian Hayes and Cade Cunningham now. So like, I don't know like what. So we'll see what happens with Schroeder. You can go ahead and almost certainly assume that he will not be back because now he's going to be a backup and, you know, they're not going to most likely pay him $20 million to be a backup. So we'll see how this fills out. But personally, I like it just from an interest standpoint. I think it's cool.
How do you think these Westbrook and LeBron get along? How do you think that relationship goes? It's two alpha males, right? It's two kind of alpha males. It's two guys, like you said, like to kind of handle the ball, get a little, I don't want to say emotional, but, you know, they're pretty passionate guys, pretty passionate about what they say, what they do on and off the court a little bit. I'm curious how this is going
to
go.
They probably want to both beat Kevin Durant badly.
To say the least.
They got that going for them. Like if it's a Lakers-Nets series, like you got a guy you want to go to war with, which I think if you're LeBron, with the limited salary room you had and limited trade assets you had, I mean, this feels like the best you could almost do, right? I mean, again,
yeah.
I understand the fit issues. The shooting ain't going to be great. The spacing ain't going to be great.
He also doesn't play any defense.
He doesn't.
The defense is terrible. I think people kind of picture him as a good defender just because he's athletic or whatever, but he is just awful. He's an awful defender. You should have saw him in that playoff series against the Wizards.
I will say
with the Wizards.
I will say he's not an awful defender whenever he is focused, but he is that kid with a lot of energy that has ADHD, and he gets lost. Like, he follows the ball. Like, he loses his guy on back doors.
Yep.
Now, granted, with the Wizards, you weren't playing for a championship. I'm not saying it'll change with the Lakers, but I'm saying, like, you got LeBron James, who is one of the best defensive minds in the game. Frank Vogel's a good defensive coach. Anthony Davis is still a shot eraser. So, like, maybe they can find some way to make it work. But again, I'm not saying the Lakers are winning a championship next year. I'm not saying that. I think Brooklyn's still the favorite. But I'm saying if you're the Lakers and what you had was KCP, Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and the number 22 pick, you weren't getting better than Russell Westbrook from a talent standpoint.
Yeah.
Getting Buddy Hield might be better for you in the playoffs, maybe, although he's not a very good defender either, and he's kind of stupid when it comes to basketball sometimes. He likes shooting the ball 10 times a game from three. Like, he wouldn't have got the shots he wanted with the Lakers, most likely. But Buddy Hield ain't carrying you in the regular season, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't fix that issue of giving you another playmaker and shot creator.
We do say that, but then again, the more I think about it, like, who cares about the regular season? Like,
in the West, you kind of have to a little bit. Yes, Russell Westbrook does.
Well, I mean, the Lakers, like, we... Tell me I'm wrong. I mean, if AD doesn't go down, they could potentially beat the Suns. And I feel like their path at that point would have been fairly easy. You play the Nuggets, beat up team, the Clippers, like how it all kind of worked out. Like, Lakers going on the road to start these series, I don't think would have made that much of a difference.
Well, yeah, no, but I think this is insurance for LeBron taking like extended time off this year. Like, mm-hmm. he's going to be, what, 37, 38? Like, I mean, it does give you a chance to, again, like, just save the wear and tear on him, because he came off an ankle injury last year and wasn't very good at the end of the season. So it's just some insurance, which I get. Like, you're right. Like, if you take a full Lakers team that's healthy and put them as the 8 seed, like, you're still probably going to pick them, because we all pick them, or, you know, not we all, but, like, most people still pick them to beat the Suns. They were big favorites over the Suns. Yep. You are right about that. But if you're LeBron, you also ran yourself into the ground. Like, and whenever, you know, again, you need somebody that's kind of taking some load off, especially if you're getting rid of Schroeder. Like, if you don't even have Schroeder, you would have had no point guard. Like, LeBron would have had to play all the point.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
So it's some insurance there. And again, I don't know what that package could have gotten back better than Russell Westbrook, because you're getting that because of the contract.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting that because he's making $46, $47 million. It's the best of trying to make some lemonade. Now, is lemonade going to be great? Mm. No, it's going to be a little too sweet sometimes and a little sour at other times. But, like, you're thirsty. You got something, I guess.
I don't think it's going to work out. LeBron needs shooters, man. Has that not always been the narrative, that he always just needs people that can shoot more than anything around him?
But that was also like young LeBron that was maybe not staring down a decline in terms of athleticism. And
yeah.
I do think the math's a little bit different now. It's not like you can it's not like you can put Shane Battier and Ray Allen just out there around him now. Like, and LeBron's going to help erase everything on defense. Like, we're going to be able to run the entire offense with a point guard like Mario Chalmers just standing there. Like, I do think he needs help, especially in the regular season, getting out, playing faster, and getting easy buckets and doing things like that. I do think this is a move to try to buy low on talent. Again, I think we all kind of agree that Westbrook was a top 20 regular season player last year.
Yep.
Because of energy. I mean, a lot of it's energy and effort, but you get a top 20 regular season player, a guy who has talent, again, for some spare parts. It's not perfect. But I don't think there was a perfect move out there like that. I don't think
there wasn't an easy fix.
Like, this poo-poo platter wasn't getting you Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Like, the Raptors weren't going to be like, oh, yeah, give us this for Kyle Lowry. We'll do a sign trade. We want these problems. Like, it was just the best thing they could probably muster up, I would say.
But you're
betting on LeBron and Anthony Davis. I mean, and you hope, like I said, that Westbrook can do most of the good stuff and not give you any of the bad, or at least limit the bad when it matters. But ultimately, like we've seen, Russell Westbrook's not a good playoff player.
Yeah, he's going to have to really rein it in.
And this is going to completely tarnish his career, too.
Westbrook's?
Yes.
I think it would just be in lockstep with who Westbrook is. I mean, I think it could save his career a little bit and save his legacy if he learns how to be, like, the third player and, like, learns how to take a step back and play winning basketball. But, I mean, I think Westbrook's legacy right now is plays really hard, kind of an empty stats guy, but also wills teams to victory. So, like, you know, hasn't well, that's really my won a point.
It's kind of been the narrative. It's like, oh yeah, Carey and the Wizards to an 8 seed. We kind of praise him for that.
Sure.
It's not going to be the same on this team.
He's not going to carry the Lakers. Mm-hmm. He's a he could be the reason they win a championship next year, though. Mm-hmm. Like kind of how Rondo was. Like, I mean, Rondo was low key the reason they won the championship in the bubble. Yeah. Now Rondo learned how to shoot threes, and I don't think Westbrook ever will. But like he can do other things, like you know, rebound and. You know,
rebound and drive to the goal, John. Yeah. That's what he does. That's shots. What he does.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's what he does.
Nice right, but he can do that, and you know, if he does it well, and again, isn't a complete like negative on the defensive end. This again is it's Kyle Kuzma, KCP, and Montrezl Harrell.
And
I don't know. I was gonna say I'm
not disagreeing with that. I think they definitely got better for what they got. I'm just saying like it doesn't really move the needle much for me when it comes to the Lakers. It's also you know you're not passing it to Bradley Beal. You could be. Passing it, I mean, AD off the floor, who you pass it to? Andre Drummond, you're throwing oops to Drummond, you're kicking out to Caruso for three right. in the corner. I mean, that's, I think Cam made a great point. Like, depth is going to be important no
sure.
matter what. Like,
oh, yeah, sure.
yeah, Russell Westbrook can take up star minutes and handle the ball for the regular season, but it doesn't help that, you know, you have seven players, you can only go seven deep.
In the playoffs, you kind of only need to go seven deep. It's all the Bucks go seven deep and win a title. Yeah. I mean, like, mm-hmm. you know, they basically played one bench player for a lot of the time. So, I mean, like, in the playoffs, the depth won't be as much of an issue if your stars are healthy. Now,
but,
again, if
but
your
at
stars
the same
go down,
time,
then you're in trouble. But
yeah. Bobby Portis also gave up great minutes off the bench
sure.
for the Bucks. Like came off in great energy.
You need two guys off the bench, I don't think you need to be 8 or 9 deep. Like mm-hmm. maybe still 6 minutes from Jeff Teague in a game, but like for the most part, it was Pat and Bobby. Like that was it. Yeah. And Bobby wasn't even every game. It was just you know a couple of big moments. Like you mm-hmm. did need 7 guys. So I'm not as worried about the depth in the playoffs, but yeah, sure they need some for the regular season, especially when you're looking at LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I get all that. Again, I just don't know what their hands were kind of tied on what they could actually get back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Buddy Hield ain't adding depth, in my opinion. Or at least like, you know, good depth. I mean, like he's a guy that, you know, would be a 6th or 7th guy in the playoffs. So I mean like I would take my chances on a buyout guy getting bought out and coming here. If Cleveland eventually is like, you know what, Kevin Love will let you go. Like, I mean, maybe bring in Kevin Love. Maybe bring in like you know, try to find somebody else. And again, you know, they'll have Schroeder and they'll have Taylor and Horton Tucker's contracts to try to sign and trade for somebody. Yeah. It ain't going to be pretty. Or maybe they got Mac McClung. Who knows?
Hey.
Mac McClung bringing them a championship. Wow.
Let's catch a quick break. We'll come back. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Got some breaking news from the New York Times and the CDC, if you want to hit the horn, Cam.
Don't do it.
Breaking news.
Don't do it, John.
Vaccinated people with breakthrough infections of the Delta variant may spread the virus to others just as easily as unvaccinated people, the CDC reports.
Nice.
Cole Beasley was right the whole time. I knew Cole was right.
Infections in vaccinated people are thought to be comparatively rare. Are thought or
the
were
bees.
Thought. So.
Okay.
So infections in vaccinated people. Okay, so they think it's rare that vaccinated people are getting sick,
mm-hmm.
but when they
but
are
they
sick,
do, yeah.
they're spreading it just as easily. So we're going back to masks, and like we might not have 100% capacity in sports. Like, is it?
Yep.
Are we past that? Like, would you lock in right now with 100% certainty that we have 100% capacity for what 33 however many days until Tennessee Bowling Green?
Nope. No. Not logging that at all.
33 days? No,
days.
We're fine. What are we? What? No. No way.
Atlanta's already got a mask mandate.
I could see halfway through the season.
Atlanta does?
Yeah, Atlanta just put a mask mandate back in place. It's coming back.
I knew LA had. I didn't realize Atlanta had.
How strictly is that enforced?
My friend literally like lives in Atlanta, and he like they just put it back in place, and he went to a restaurant, and he had to go buy a mask because, yeah.
There's no way college football is not going to go full capacity. There's no way.
So you say 100%?
Yes. 100%.
So you'll shave your head if they don't go 100% capacity?
Yes. Opening game, first game against Bowling Green that Thursday night.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. We're going to have
full
capacity.
You feel confident that it makes it through the whole year? Or just
No. Okay. I don't know about the full year. I mean, who knows what could happen? Okay. I mean, a lot of people are saying it could get a lot worse when the winter comes back around. So
I was asking if you felt that way about the entire season.
Not the entire season, but no, 30 days away.
I mean,
we've hyped it up all summer that we're going to have full capacity. We can't go back from that.
I mean, first game, it will still probably be 100%.
Okay.
But I'm not confident that the whole season.
Like you could see a halfway through the year being.
I mean, I'm already worried that concerts and stuff are starting getting canceled again. Like I'm.
What about 100% that we will be 100% capacity unmasked in Neyland Stadium?
That first game as well?
Yeah.
I'd be a little less likely.
Okay, so not 100% that we will be in there.
Not 100% on that one. But again, like, I don't know, how much can this escalate in 30 days? Well, I guess.
I don't know. It depends. I don't know. The numbers have been going up and stuff again, so it kind of just depends on where they think the threshold is, I guess, for
Back together. Mayor Jacobs has said under no circumstances is he putting anything back in place.
And, right. Well, that he never put anything in place in the first place. He wasn't the one doing anything. He was the one voting no on everything.
Right. So he's kind of easy to kind of pump his chest and say, like, even though I guess he
didn't really have much of a say anyways.
He's just basically saying I'm not supporting it, but doesn't really matter, especially like on campus. I'm just wondering as we're getting this, and I did see Peter Burns, SEC Network, saying that he's hearing bad rumblings as well. Says we've been distracted by Oklahoma, Texas, and all this news, and says quietly, like behind the scenes, there's been bad discussions when it comes to COVID and the upcoming season.
And I think the fact that even like Glenn Jacobs came out to make a statement like that is a sign that they're talking about it. That's what that means. It means he had to come out and say something because he knows it's coming, and he just wanted to get out ahead of it. Yeah, shout out to everybody unvaccinated.
Well, that's great.
we could have been over with this. So we could have been done with this.
Thanks, Draven.
Whoa, Draven. What did you just tell me at the beginning of this? What did you tell me? That vaccinated people can spread this just as easily as unvaccinated people? Is that not what you just told me?
Think is giving it to people?
Who are unvaccinated?
Who do you think is giving it to the vaccinated people?
But my thing is, if you're vaccinated, how couldn't you just get it in general from the get-go? Just as I could?
It's hard. Like, they're saying that, I mean, is the idea not that like, if everyone was vaccinated, like, it would go away? Is that not
basically, like polio and other diseases we've eradicated from all vaccinated.
What I'd read was not that it was as easy to get it. It was as easy to spread it.
Gotcha.
Harder. They're still saying it's harder to get, but once you get it, it spreads as easily. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kidding about blaming you, but I don't think Cam is. I think Cam means it.
I was about to say Cam sounded pretty serious.
We're past the chaos point. This isn't chaos anymore. This is just annoying at this point. It's not chaos anymore. I'm here for the chaos. This isn't chaos.
CNN says vaccination alone won't stop the rise of variants, and in fact could push the evolution of strains. Right. That's great. It said people need to wear masks and take other preventive steps until almost everyone is vaccinated. I don't want to go full MAGA here, but I'm not putting a mask back on. It makes me so mad thinking about it. I'm being dramatic, but buddy, on that plane, I was hyperventilating. I went full Karen.
Did you? Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, I didn't actually say anything, especially to the people working, because I know that like, it's not their rules, but I was very mad the whole time. I was trying to eat my food as slow as possible. And they're like, remember, everybody, even between bites and sips, you got to put your mask back on. It's a federal law. I was like, oh, my God. That's awful. I mean, I just don't know how you could put 100% confidence in that.
For week one, for the first week, again, it's only 30 days. Like, I feel like how much have we hyped it up? Like, the whole full capacity.
We haven't hyped it that.
They hyped it up the time they launched it, but when's the last time you heard them mention it again?
Tennessee ain't selling close to 100% tickets anyways, but...
Yeah, we don't need to worry about it in general.
I mean, the Titans are, though. I mean, the Titans are, focused on, capacity and being in there and stuff. So, I don't know. Like I said, just between those recent updates and Peter Burns saying, it's given me at least a little pause for concern.
I thought we won. I thought we beat it.
I thought we did, too. But every time we think we have the answer, they change the question. R.I.P. Roddy Piper. Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines.